Let's get back into the news cycle, and two batches of Benlin's pediatric syrup have been pulled from the shelves in South Africa. It's been found that the consumption of this could cause symptoms such as abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, and also acute kidney injury. The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, they're called SAHPRA, have issued a countrywide recall. On the line is the Inspectorate's Compliance Officer at SAHPRA, the Senior Manager, Dion Pooven. Hi, Dion. Good morning. Welcome to 702.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Okay, so what exactly have you found?
So what we have done is actually acted on the report from the Nigerian authority. So the Nigerian Medicines Regulatory Authority, their name is NAVDAC. They actually conducted a test on a batch of Benelin Pediatric that they had on their market, and they found that there were high levels of diethylene glycol in the batch that they've tested.
Okay.
After they reported that, we then got into contact with the manufacturer who's here in South Africa. And then it was decided, you know, it's in the best interest of the public while we conduct the investigation with the manufacturer to recall the batch that was found in Nigeria, as well as another batch that was linked to that batch. And therefore, there are two batches that are being recalled for Benelin Pediatric, and not just one, because the two are linked. They were packed from one bulk.
In my intro, I spoke about abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea. Is it just that chemical? Is it too much of that chemical that is causing this?
Yes, well, diethylene glycol is toxic to humans. So the more you have of it, the more you'll experience the toxic effect. And that's why it's very important to measure in these batches or to have very little of this. Diethylene glycol is an impurity of that is created when the inactive pharmaceutical ingredients that are used in this medicine are manufactured. So it's important that the manufacturer determines how much of these impurities are in the inactive pharmaceutical ingredients.
Yeah, I would think there's going to be an investigation because there should be quality controls. This shouldn't have happened.
Yes, there will be an investigation conducted by the manufacturer. So, but there will also be confirmatory testing that will be conducted because we are acting on what the Nigerian authority has reported. But we will investigate with the manufacturer. The manufacturer is a SAHPRA licensed facility. They comply with good manufacturing practices, so they need to investigate what happened with this batch and give us a full root cause analysis that will be scrutinized by SAHPRA.
Yeah. To your knowledge, how widespread was the distribution of these two batches?
Well, these two batches were actually distributed in South Africa itself, Eswatini, Swaziland, Rwanda, Kenya, Tanzania, and Nigeria.
Okay. Now, this just sort of speaking about this, this sounds like it's happened before. Every once in a while, you get a recall. Is this new for Benelin? Has this happened before with this company or other companies?
It's happened not particularly for Benelin Pediatric. In about a few years ago, I can't remember now the exact date. But there was a case up in the Gambia and a few other countries, including one in Southeast Asia, where there was diethylene glycol picked up and there were a few cases of adverse events. This is the first time we're seeing it for Benelin Pediatric. It's specific to Benelin Pediatric. It doesn't affect the other Benelin products at the moment and very specific to these two batches.
Yeah. You talk about inactive ingredients. Is there any way to avoid this from happening again? In other words, you change the formula. You make sure that you don't have these certain ingredients in.
Well, it all depends on the outcome of the investigation. And because investigations can be quite complex, we don't really know at the moment, you know, how this high level was detected in this batch. So while this investigation is going on, it was a decision to recall this batch. So once we know what the root cause is, we will then be able to address it.
All right, we'll have to wait and see what happens with the story. SAHPRA Senior Manager Dion Pooven, thank you so much for coming on to Breakfast this morning.
Let's walk the talk. 702. Morning, Rain team. Regarding the Zamazamas, it's not just happening in Mpumalanga. There's a storm that's brewing in a cup in Mantsere. It's a village not too far from Northam. I don't know whether I should say Northwest or Limpopo, but it now falls under Limpopo. And you see the Basotho Nation that have now started renting houses in this village, which is Batswana, you know, dominant. And there's fights already that are happening. And all of this is mainly because of the chrome that's in the mines that side, the Anglo Platinum mines that are that side. So watch out. And let's be on the lookout because, this is happening there. Tumi here. Thanks.
Thank you, Tumi. What happened to the big police effort to stop the Zamazamas? Wasn't that going to happen? There was that horrible incident a year or two ago that happened on the West Rand, and then the police went in there, and the police minister, Bekintele, was there as well, and he vowed that there'd be no more Zamazamas, and there were more raids after that. But let's be honest about it. Nothing has really happened since then. There's the occasional raid, but nothing. It's not up to the South African police to do what they said they were going to do, walk the talk, so to speak, and go in and stop Zamazamas, because it's a problem still throughout Johannesburg, still throughout the West and East Rand or Ekurhuleni. You see them in Benoni, you hear them as well. And now stories from Mpumalanga. Police, is it not time for you to walk the talk?